Hey guys, what's up? This is Maddie and welcome back to my podcast. I hope you guys have been able to watch episode 1, introduction of Tennis Maddie, to episode 2, tennis departing and what happened. Guys, I hope you guys have like the material that I have been working on, and I hope you guys have great feedback and that can relate to my material. I want to start out talking about some real stuff and things I want to talk through and for you guys to understand where my head thought process was during my worst time of my drinking stages. When I figured out it was getting bad, it became I was a happy drunk to a sad drunk and then very angry drunk. Then to the point to where I was very hysterical. To the point to where I was having really deep thoughts. Thoughts that I never thought I would have as a positive, genuine person. But unfortunately, I had those thoughts and I don't have them today. That is a positive. But let's think about this. Being defined as an alcoholic or a substance abuser. I have struggled with those two words even today, frankly. I don't define myself as an alcoholic. I 100% define myself as a substance abuser. I felt like I was able to get help at the right time. If I kept drinking, kept going downhill, and didn't get help, I would immediately start seeing some alcoholic tributes in my life. Now, I'll tell you what, whenever I would go through my substance abuse counselors and everything, and they have to test you, I checked every box. So I knew I had a substance abuse problem. Unfortunately, I didn't want to be known as that. Even today, I'm open about it, but at the same time, I still feel like people judge me in a sense of, wow, why would you call yourself that? What I learned, and people either can agree to disagree, is that I have the gene, the addictive gene. And I'm not sure 100% if I have that gene because I was adopted at 9 months. But I guarantee you that whenever I have my future kids, I will let them know to be aware of partying and drinking and experimenting with drugs. So let's move forward and talk about maybe a happier subject, because I know talking about drinking, alcoholics, and substance abuser is very hard. And for some of you guys, it might be too dark. And I want to have a broad range of listeners and positivity. But I have to talk about those things with you guys because that's what, in my head, I still struggle with, the difference between an alcoholic and a substance abuser. But let's keep it going. Who is Maddie? I asked that to myself today, and I get up and I look at myself in the mirror and I ask that question again. Who is Maddie? I'm just looking at myself in the mirror and I feel happy, sad, all these emotions come swarming in, and all of a sudden now I'm crying because I am so grateful and so thankful that I'm able to actually look at myself in the mirror and ask that question to myself. It took me time to think, and these are the things that I came across. I'm a kind human being. I'm smart. I'm a teddy bear. I overthink. I struggle with my anxiety and occasional depression. That's who I am. But I also have some flaws. I won't go into depth with my flaws because I'm still working on them today. But what I will say is that I'm going to continue to be the best Maddie I can be for myself and for everyone around me, because I want them to see Maddie for Maddie. And I know they know Maddie, but I want to be a better person. I want to be even better than I am today. I'll tell you a story. I knew I was starting to get healthy again because we went out to eat for Mother's Day and one of my mom's friends saw us at dinner and says, "Wow, your daughter's beautiful." Back in the day where I didn't wear any makeup, I would get that all the time. And I'm like, really? That meant so much to me on that day. And I knew that I was getting healthy again. I was getting stronger and I was improving on everything in my life. But then I think about myself. I'm the most hardest critic to myself. I'm very hard on myself. Sometimes it's to the point to where I just break down and get upset and get so mad at myself for being mean to me. That's funny, right? But it's true. I am hard on myself. But you know what? That's what makes me stronger every day. So let's move on and talk about forgiveness. The stuff that I've been through the last couple years. And I wasn't in my right mind. I let alcohol take over me for a while. People, when I say that, might not know what that means unless they struggle with that too. But you know what? Alcohol was masking who I was deep inside. I didn't want to face reality. I didn't want to face anything because I knew that I might mess it up. So I kept drinking. I'm to the point today, 24, that I have to forgive myself. I have to forgive myself of my past, some of the huge traumatic experiences that I've have experienced. They don't hurt me as much as today, but at the time, it hurt me a lot to where I just broke down and just gave up. Hey guys, welcome back. I wanted to take a quick break, and during the break, I really want to express one of my traumatic experiences. This one hits home, but because I was able to work through therapy and for it to become a 10 to a 0 is amazing. So let's go ahead and talk about it. I got into a very bad car accident November 29th, 2017. It was a bad one. And I ended up in ICU for 2 days and out for another 3 days. In total, I was in the hospital for 5 days. I lacerated my liver. broke my talus in my foot and have scars on my knee and on my hand of the glass tearing into my skin. That night and that incident changed my life. As I'm looking at my scars now, I look back and remember I was such in a bad place then. And I didn't even know what was going to happen. All I knew at the time is I was going through a lot and I didn't really want to face reality. I'm always taught lessons the hard way. And sometimes I question God because I'm like, why do you always make my lessons hard? Because it makes me a stronger person. Looking back, I'm sitting down right next to my dog. I have pain, but it's more of a relief. After I was able to get out of the hospital, I had to go back a week later to get surgery on my foot. It went from a splint to a cast to a boot. I lived with my parents by that time for about 8 to 9 months. During that time, I had to reevaluate and be in protective mode. I had to take care of my body. I had to make sure I was okay physically before I could dig in mentally. A lot of people that would get into an accident like that would never drink again. But I did. That's one of the questions I have to ask for myself is, why? I know why. During those 8 to 9 months when I was taking care of myself physically, I wasn't working on my mental. My mental health was a disaster at that point. That accident just stopped me from really screwing up the rest of my life. People that have seen the pictures of the car accident, I'm just so blessed to be alive today. There's a reason why I'm still on this earth, because I feel like I'm here to help people, to get my story across, and to let you guys know of my journey. It's almost 3 years that my accident happened. The first year was tough. The anxiety of my foot hurting, of the weather changing, of everything. I felt like I was complaining all the time. Then the second year came around. And I was doing much better. I didn't have that pain and that hurt surrounding my accident. Now, here we are in July, and obviously November 29th is a couple months away. And I sit here thinking, that if that accident happened, I wouldn't be able to share my story to you guys. That was a huge mountain to cross during that time. And that is why I wanted to share this to you today. As much depth I want to go saying why I got to that accident, I think you guys can take a hint. I really appreciate you guys listening to my story today, and really hope that you either have something relatable or that you're just here to listen and to listen to my story. I appreciate you guys listening to me today. Today has been a really deep conversation, and a conversation that I've been curious about and wanting to have for a very long time. Thanks, guys, for listening. I will see y'all on my next episode. Thank you.